I'm here at the blockhouse with Jupiter and Oquess. Thank you all so much for being here, and let's get started with our first song. François translating for us today.
Okay, so une introduction du groupe. So, Jupiter Bokunji is the lead singer. We have Eric Malumalu at guitar, Yende Bongongo at bass, Montana Kinunu at drums, Richard Kabanga other guitar, and Blaise Sewika vocal and maracas.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about that first song that we heard?
Est-ce que tu peux nous parler un petit peu de la première chanson? On a entendu Bengayo.
Bengo, c'est Bengayo, ça veut dire l'injustice, parce que après avoir parcouru le monde, on a compris que le monde est injuste.
Bengayo means injustice, and Jupiter say after see the world, you understand the world is unjust. So injustice is not only in Congo, but it's everywhere. And this song, it's a story about injustice.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the lyrics in your song are political, or they have a deep meaning to them. What are some of the most important messages to you for your listeners to understand?
Tes chansons sont politiques ou en tout cas dénoncent des choses sociales. Quel est pour toi le thème, ce que tu veux que les gens comprennent de tes chansons, de tes messages?
Mais nous parlons surtout de ce qui se passe dans le monde quotidien, politique, social. Donc nous sommes, ce que nous sommes en train de vivre en live, quoi. Et nous dénonçons, et parce que nous n'avons pas les armes comme les autres, mais nous, notre arme, c'est la chanson.
He said, we don't have guns, so our gun is to sing, and we are talking about mainly about social problems or injustice, like or also ecology, also what we see in the world and what we live. So we are talking about that.
Very important, definitely. That style that you have has so much energy, and it's really, I think, not like anything that I've ever heard before. How would you describe the style of music that you make?
Elle dit qu'il y a beaucoup d'énergie dans ce que vous faites, comme elle l'avait jamais ressenti. Comment vous décrivez le style de ta musique?
Écoutez, le style de la musique, s'il faut parler, ça va être une très très longue histoire, mais pour l'instant, pour être en bref, notre style, c'est nous puisons sur la musique traditionnelle, et nous l'a donné une dimension internationale, et nous l'avons baptisé comme tous les hommes qui baptisent le rythme, Bofenia Rock.
To describe the style of the music, it's a long story, but to be short, it's the looking for the traditional rhythm, traditional music, and we put something more international with playing that with the guitar and the drums like a rock band. And we call this style Bofenia Rock because other people name the music like you funk, the rock, the you can put a name on what you want. So for Jupiter it's Bofenia. And Bofenia is the name of one rhythm. But there are a lot of different rhythms. But he used this name because it sounds good and he put rock to have the mix between, you know, music of Occident and traditional rhythm.
Wonderful. All right, well, let's hear some more Bofenia Rock with Ponjo Ponjo, I believe, is what we have next.
Okay, next. Ponjo Ponjo is not rock. It's okay. A little bit more
I'm going to go a little out
soft.
Of the... Yeah. But, and we'll okay. Take it away. All okay. Right. Get it, Jupiter and Oquest on Lotus Live on WFHB. That was Ponjo Ponjo. Fantastic energy, even on a slower song. So thank you so much. Can you tell us a little bit about Ponjo Ponjo?
Tu peux nous parler un petit peu de Ponjo Ponjo?
Mais justement, Ponjo Ponjo est en train de parler parce qu'on a, compris, on a vu que le monde s'accroche toujours au matériel. Et pourtant, qu'après, après la mort, ces gens-là n'amènent pas tous ces matériels dans leur tombe, alors que c'est mystique.
Ponjo Ponjo is talking about immaterial things. So when you're in your tomb, you don't have your iPhone or your car. And so he's talking about that. So don't take care too much about your material, because after that, you don't bring with you.
Definitely. Great. Well, both of those songs that we've heard so far, Ponjo Ponjo and Bengayo, are off of your new album, Kinsonic. Can you tell us a little bit about that album?
Est-ce que tu peux nous parler un petit peu de Kinsonic?
Kinsonic, ça veut dire le kin, c'est Kinshasa. Sonic, c'est le son. C'est, et puis dans une autre partie, Sonic, c'est le vaisseau spatial qui a une vitesse extraordinaire, qui va s'accrocher jusqu'à l'orbite. Et c'est là où nous sommes pour l'instant, quoi.
Yes, Kinsonic, the title of the album. Kin, it's the beginning of Kinshasa. And Sonic for the sound, it's a new sound of Kinshasa, because, you know, perhaps or people don't know, the music in Kinshasa is mainly the rumba. And this band bring other style, different, the traditional rhythm mixed with modern guitar. It's different. So it's a new sound of Kinshasa, but also Sonic, it's like I don't know the word, like a rocket, yeah. You know? A rocket for the speed, it's very fast, and we want to play around the world and very, very fast. And it's also the energy we got in this band.
Well, and there's some pretty well-known collaborators on it too. Can you tell us a little bit about the production process for the album?
I can answer. this album, Kinsonic, it's different from the first one. The first one was recorded in Kinshasa with the full band. At the beginning of the band, we got horns, we got other percussion, but after touring, we play a lot with six people on tour, and we have more this energy of a rock band. So we work during the tour, the new songs, and we record in the studio live, like together. And after that, we want to record with Damon. But some problem of visa, it was really complicated of timing, and it's, you know, we got always problem of visa, so
right.
it's not easy to schedule the record. But Damon is a big fan, big support of the band, so he play keyboards on it. Also, we meet Warren Ellis from Nick Cave. It's a good friend since a long time, so he enjoys the band. So. We played together in the studio. Warren was there, and other collaboration. It's artwork made by 3D Robert Del Najat from Massive Attack, because he got this beautiful paint, and we tried. He did a remix of the first album, but we tried to make another remix. But when we saw this paint of Robert, it's clearly, you know, Jupiter, and it. And we asked Robert if we can use, and he say, oh, it's a honor. He give for free, and we use the money dedicated for the artwork to give for the child in Kinshasa. So it's
wonderful.
Really beautiful story of about this collaboration. Everybody play just for free, just for supporting the band.
It's really not incredible.
You know, production business about having guests or having name.
Mm-hmm.
It's really people support the project and happy to play on that.
Yeah, it seems like collaboration is kind of what the band is all about. So great. Well, we have time for one more song. Let's go ahead and hear our next song.
Next song is Ofa Kombolo.
Haya!
Jupiter and Oquest here at the studios, in the Blockhouse Studios for Lotus Live on WFHB. It's a dance party in this studio right now. Merci beaucoup. It's so wonderful having
thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Where can our listeners go if they want to follow what Jupiter and Oquest is doing next? Where online can they go? Just the website. Where online can they go?
On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, great. All these beautiful things of the modern life. We are here and we answer, and it's really the band.
Wonderful. Again, it's wonderful to have you all here today.